So what now for business in Northern Ireland after that massive rejection of Theresa May's Brexit plans last night? Perhaps you're a business person yourself and you are concerned about what happens next. John Scott has called the programme. Good morning, John.
Hi, Sammy.
You're formerly from the UUP. There is deep concern out there about what will happen next. What will affect each of us, whether it's going to the supermarket or when you go to the petrol pump?
Sammy, I think that's all a load of nonsense. Everything will work the same as it's been working now. I voted to remain, and I just wish the rest of the UK, because it was a UK vote, had voted to remain. But as a Democrat, I have to go along with the majority of the people. You had a representative on there from Sinn Féin, and he kept talking about the North, the North, the North. You go to the European Parliament, there's no such place as the North. It's Northern Ireland. But having said that, he was also saying that the South of Ireland, the MEPs could represent the people of Northern Ireland. Well, we have there Martina Anderson, who detests anything to do with British at all. Not that long ago, a few years back, it was bombing, shooting, whatever. Is that the type of people we want?
Right, well, let's move on from that. John, thank you for your call this morning. Let's speak now to Aidan Connolly, the director of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium. Good morning to you.
Morning, Vinny. How are you?
Not too bad. The Tory MP, Andrew Bridgen. Good morning, Andrew, to you.
Good morning.
You're saying that this is people versus the Parliament. So what happens next in your view?
Well, I've told my whip this morning that what we need to do now is ensure that we leave on the 29th of March on a managed no deal. In the meantime, offer the EU to open up free trade agreement talks on the WTO terms. That will allow us to have up to 10 years of tariff and quota free trade with the European Union while we negotiate that free trade agreement, and offer them a proportion of the so-called divorce bill, less the transition payments, so about $19 billion as a sweetener. But obviously we'll need to be taking Northern Ireland with us, and we'll need to sort out the border issue with existing technology.
You make it all sound very, very simple, Andrew, very straightforward.
Well, I think it is. We voted to leave. We're leaving on the 29th of March. We can leave under WTO terms. We can offer the EU very generous terms while we negotiate the free trade agreement, so no interruption to trade. And since the EU have a huge trade surplus with us of about £100 billion a year, I think they should grab it with both hands. And I would hope that the Republic of Ireland would put considerable pressure on the EU to be rather more reasonable.
But of course, they are one of 27. But the biggest defeat for any Prime Minister in the history of Westminster. So you think that the PM will be able to go back to the EU and renegotiate? She'll be able to get changes that will help get it across the line. How would she convince them to renegotiate in the first place?
Well, the answer is that we've still got the money. The EU needs the so-called divorce bill. If we leave without a deal at all, then we will not be paying any money over. At the end of the day, the EU have pushed the Prime Minister far too hard. I don't think they ever believed we would leave without a deal. And we've ended up with a deal that's totally unacceptable to our Parliament. We're not talking about changing a few words or a couple of extra clauses. It's fundamental reform, and time's running out for the EU.
Aidan Connolly, businesses knew this result was coming. They had a fair idea, but we're hearing a lot of alarm from business leaders this morning.
I don't think it's alarm. I think it's disappointment, and I think it's concern. And I think it's the same concern, Vinny, that we have shown over this past couple of years. What we do know this morning is that we're one day closer to a no-deal Brexit. We do need a deal for Northern Ireland. And we've always said in the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium that if not Theresa May's deal, then can people like the DUP, like Andrew, like the other parties in Westminster, put it on the table. Let's see what the deal that you want to have looks like. Because quite simply, here in Northern Ireland, we already have a lower economic starting point. We have half the discretionary income of Great British households. We have higher costs already for things like fuel and car insurance. And quite simply, neither the business community nor the households in Northern Ireland can afford to have price rises that will come in a no-deal scenario.
I totally agree with the situation in Northern Ireland, but what we've got to look at is that the UK economic growth is about twice that of the average of the Eurozone. We've got a massive slowdown in Germany as they've stopped quantitative easing. France is slipping into recession. There's about 5 million jobs around the EU reliant on their trade surplus with the UK. That's huge bargaining power. We don't want to cause any more disruption to the EU, but we do want to leave, and we want to leave on good terms for the UK going forward.
What about disruptions for us here, for the UK, for Northern Ireland?
Well, before the Irish border issue became a political stick with which to beat the UK during the negotiations by the EU, you'll remember there was a joint statement by HMRC Northern Ireland and Customs and Excise in the Republic that said that the existing infrastructure was quite capable of dealing with a post-Brexit border.
It depends what border you're talking about, Andrew, because there's a lot more than just customs checks. That's what they were talking about. They were talking about customs, about VAT. What you also got to remember is that we're also talking here about SPS, which is sanitary and phytosanitary checks. And
those checks can be carried out well away from the border.
No, you see, that doesn't really work. And the fact is, with all the best intentions in the world that you and your group have, that the Westminster government, that the EU and even the Irish government have, the simple fact is, if we leave on WTO terms, there will have to be those health checks, those checks on...
Aidan Connolly, hard Brexiteers are saying that the UK will thrive perfectly well under WTO rules and will get its own good trade deals in time. So maybe they are right.
You know what? I totally agree that the UK will get really good trade deals in time. However, what's also true is that it usually takes, it's the average time to do a trade deal is about 4 years, between 4 and 4.5 years. Quite simply, business here in Northern Ireland, and more importantly, consumers, households here in Northern Ireland, can't afford fiscal chaos for 4 months. Never mind, for 4 years.
Under WTO terms, if we agree to start free trade agreement talks with the EU, we can have 10 years of tariff-free, quota-free trade while we negotiate that free trade agreement.
But you've got to realise as well, Andrew, you've got to realise that over 70% of the trade that we already do with the rest of the world, we already either have zero tariffs or preferential tariffs, quite simply because we are members of the EU. On the 29th of March, that's when we are going to have to start those trade deals. So, at the end of the day, there is going to be a period of fiscal chaos. I'm not arguing with you as far as the potential for Great Britain, and Northern Ireland, for the UK as a whole, as far as these free trade agreements. But the thing is, it takes time to make these free trade agreements. And we, as responsible business people, we need certainty. And even more than that, the people of Northern Ireland, households in Northern Ireland, need that certainty too, because they just can't afford price rises that will come from tariffs and non-tariff barriers.
Andrew, to get to those free trade deals, surely we have to get a withdrawal agreement first.
We don't. If we leave on WTO, we can implement that agreement with the European Union, and we can agree that that starts the moment we leave at 11 p.m. on the 29th of March.
But we don't need.
Is there potential for huge disruption in the meantime once that date comes?
Well, we'll be in the EU until the moment we leave. The moment we leave, we're under WTO, and if we've already agreed then that we go straight into free trade agreement talks, which given the fact
the
that
WTO
EU sells £100 billion of goods more than we...
The WTO still have to...
One at a time, Andrew. Finish your point, and then Aidan will bring you back in.
I think given the huge trade deficit we have with the EU, that's a tremendously generous offer, and we'd be paying them $19 billion of the so-called divorce bill to prevent any hardship in the European Union.
Aidan?
What Andrew's shown is that he doesn't understand how Northern Ireland works. Firstly, the WTO has to agree that we can do that. They haven't done that, and it only takes one member to put a spanner in the works, and that doesn't happen. Secondly, you are painting this as far as the trade that Northern Ireland does with Great Britain and how good that is. You're absolutely correct. But you've got to realise that we have built up integrated supply systems in Northern Ireland, integrated supply chains, over 40 years. And it's not a case of either or. It's a case that we need both. For example, over 30% of the milk that we make in Northern Ireland is processed in the south of Ireland. We simply don't have the capacity. Yes, you're going to say there's a potential for us to do that. Yes, there is.
But what?
No, but we can have trusted trader schemes. What? Most of it's food. Food has got full traceability to source. That's fine for compliance with single market of the European Union, and exemptions for very small trades across the border. The total border transborder trade is only £2.5 billion, isn't it, a year? That's very, very small in the total trade of the UK or the Republic of Ireland.
Okay, Andrew, we'll leave it at that. Thank you for your time this morning, and thanks to Aidan Connolly as well.